You have to let her. You have to take a breath, as always, and yeah. she gets to answer. So go ahead, Jean.
Well, if they were trying to keep those records from coming out, I guess they failed because they've come out.
Who's been calling on the list, and what more do you think they're going to find?
You know, your guess is as good as mine at this point in time. We're talking 13 years of records. I sometimes can't remember what I did last week, even though I can remember many of these clients, and some of them I see are popping up on the AP and the UPI, various stories. I'm going, oh, yeah, I remember him, that kind of thing. But, you know, I really don't remember people as well as some folks seem to think I do. David Vitter, a perfect example. David Vitter. Once I was told what his address was, I remembered him. And I remembered him as David from C Street. But prior to that, I couldn't place him.
Could you, if you have to mount a defense, if the government continues to make a federal case out of a local crime and come after you, although I don't know what the point is now in one sense other than just perhaps retribution for having released the list, if they do, would you be able to call people to come to speak on the stand? Would your attorney be able to subpoena or force people to come and testify in your defense that are people that we know, that are well-known in the government, that are well-known personalities, national personalities?
Oh, absolutely. I have subpoena power right now. And my attorney and I are deciding as we speak here how to use that subpoena power to our advantage.
You are not inclined to tell us who some of those people might be. Can you tell us in what capacity they might be serving generally in the government?
Well, I don't know who is on the list, but I do know that subpoenas most likely are being prepared.